insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, now let's listen to the 43rd verse of the chapter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara anna Allaha yusji sahaban thumma yu'allifu baynahu thumma yaj'aluhu rukama. ثم يجعله ركاما فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله وينزل من السماء من جبال فيها من برد فيصيب به من يشاء ويصرفه عمن يشاء يكاد سنا برقه يذهب بالأبصار.
Do you not see that Allah drives clouds? Then He brings them together, then He makes them into a mass, and you see the rain emerge from within it. And He sends down from the sky mountains of clouds within which is hail, and He strikes with it whom He wills and averts it from whom He wills. The flash of its lightning almost takes away the eyesight.
So this is the 43rd verse of chapter Nur. To study creation is the best way for knowing Almighty Allah, which causes to have His love, and all movements in the universe are done with the divine will and power. And this is what we need to understand when we study universe. So in this very verse, 43rd one, we face a little part of the wonders of creation and the science, wisdom, the magnificence that belongs to Allah and His creations. All of them are the reasons of His pure essence and monotheism. So, the Quran, addressing the Prophet, continuing the previous verses that discuss the knowledge of the Almighty Allah about the praising and having prayer of all the creatures, says, أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي السَّحَابَ. Have you not seen that Allah drives gently the clouds? ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلْهُ رُكَامًا. Then joins them together, then converts them into a mass. فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. And then you see the rain coming forth from the midst of it. The Arabic word yuzj, and the verb yuzji is derived from the word izja, which means to drive softly. And it is the driving that is used for arranging the scattered creatures. And this word is exactly true about the clouds. Every piece of the cloud comes from a place of the seas. And then Allah drives them towards each other with expertise and dexterity, links and condenses them. ثم يجعله ركاما, and then he puts them, converts them into a mass. The Arabic word rukam means objects and things that are piled up. And the Holy Quran has used another word here. فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ. The word, the Quranic word wadq, as many commentators believe, means drops of rain that come from the clouds. But in Mufradat, Raghib has says and believes that it has another meaning, and that is the tiny bits of water that are scattered in the air at the time of raining. But the first meaning is more proper here, so this shows Allah's magnificence more in those enlivening drops of rain, not those dust-like bits of rain. And moreover, whenever the Holy Quran mentions the clouds and descendings of favors, it refers to the issue of rain.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So as we said, brothers and sisters, this beginning part of the verse talks about how the Almighty Allah gently drives the clouds, yuzji sahaban, then He puts them and joins them together, yu'allifu baynahu, and then it makes a mass. It converts them into a mass. فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِ. And then it is the time that you see drops of rain come out of it. The point is that it is the rain that enlivens the dead grounds and the earth, basically, and covers trees with life, with the dress of life. And this is the water that is needed both for men and animals and all the creatures. This is another point. Now, about another wonderful phenomenon of the sky and clouds, this verse talks about, and it says, and then He sends down from the heavens the clouds like mountains, wherein is hail, afflicting wherewith whom He pleases, and turning away from whom He pleases. This is another wonderful phenomenon of the sky and clouds that this verse discusses, and we'll fully discuss it more in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry, your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets of this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me, worry ends when faith begins.